This is episode number 2234 of the Who Cares News, Tuesday, June 21st, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Faith Hill was told to stop shaving her armpits before filming 1883. Because the show's creator, Taylor Sheridan, demands authenticity.
I think that's going a little far. I mean, I haven't seen it. Have you seen it?
I am going to see it.
Okay.
Definitely.
So, as I understand it, this is the prequel to Yellowstone, right?
Yes.
1883.
Yes.
Faith and Tim McGraw are in it. Others, Sam Elliott, some others, I understand, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Why do we need to know about Faith Hill's character's armpits? I don't get it. I mean, I doubt that Faith Hill's going to be doing like a sex scene. I could be wrong.
And
but I kind of doubt
and,
it.
And
at
maybe.
Her age.
But you know what? It's if you're. Because if 1883 is anything like Yellowstone,
yeah.
It's going to be good. I hear it's fantastic.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it's good. Yellowstone's
I hear
fantastic.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, 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 no.
And
yeah.
So then if you're, you know, yeah. Watching stuff and then, you know, for some reason.
For some reason her armpit shows.
Yeah.
I doubt that happened in 1883. How many women do you know walked around in 1883 with sleeveless tops?
But it probably None. Did in the privacy of their own
well,
home.
But I mean, are they going to take bath shots? Baths, by the way, in 1883 were all done with a tub.
My guess is they're doing a sex scene or a bed scene.
Ooh.
It's Tim and Faith. They're already married anyway.
I know, but it's still, and then the hair under the pits. It's like
plus any reason that Tim McGraw would take his shirt off.
Well, I don't really care about that. we're talking about here is her damn armpit hair.
It looks more. It looks more authentic.
Yikes. Whoever thought that was sexy? Show of hands. I'm not
so there
that.
Are people.
I know that, but that's not me.
Well, it's not me. It's not Faith Hill either.
I wouldn't even be asking. If I saw that for authenticity on TV, thought it would never cross my mind. Oh, she doesn't have her hair under her arms. It's 1883. Women didn't shave.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So Faith said it really grossed me out.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, all due respect to those who love that and all freedom to, but not me.
No.
Personally, I just don't like it.
No, I get it. I get it. Ew.
And then her other authentic gripes included wearing a corset that crushed her ribs.
Ouch.
And having to do her business outdoors.
Oh, my goodness. That is authenticity, isn't it? They must have had latrines. Or outhouses.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just like, hey, you know, you think you're going to use that trailer over there? No. No, not in the least. You stay in character, by God.
That trailer is for regular folk.
That's for the crew. The cast poops over there in the hole. And don't shave your pits.
Don't shave your pits. Two of Nick Cannon's baby mamas. They trolled him on Father's Day for welcoming multiple children in a short period of time.
Oh, man. Can you imagine these women?
I mean,
are they friends? Do they hate this guy? What's the deal? Or are they in on the joke? That's what I want to know.
Somehow it seems like they'd have to be in on the joke because you would think that he'd want his kids to know each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if
I think.
You know, has a get together in a big park every now and then. I don't know what he does.
He goes to the dog park and brings the kids. Come on out, kids.
Daddy's going to get a bounce house.
Yeah. We're going to have a cake.
A big cake.
It'll be fun. What do you do on Father's Day when you're Nick Cannon, though? I mean,
it
seriously.
It kind of gives family reunion a whole different meaning.
It sure does. Oh, my God.
It's called Gather with the Daddy Day.
Now, if you're not familiar with Nick Cannon, we'll explain. Nick Cannon has had seven children with as many women, almost.
Yeah, I think like six women. Because he had twins.
He had twins with Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think he had offspring with one woman, too. Offspring with one woman. But
is
he
it
also,
just seven kids?
Yeah. He also, well, he had eight, but he lost one.
Yeah.
And he also claims he's got at least one coming this year, maybe more.
Yeah, so last year he had two?
Three.
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 Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Hey, Nick.
And he's just getting started.
He needs to talk to Dr. Snips. That's what he needs to do. Go see Dr. Snips, buddy.
No.
I'll take care of that. And then you can gallivant all you want.
That's true.
And just, you'll be shooting blanks.
Yeah. Anyway, two of Nick Cannon's baby mamas trolled him on Father's Day for welcoming multiple children in a short period of time. Their message?
Yeah.
Slow the F down. So the message.
Just stop. You got plenty.
The message actually came in the form of a cameo video from a popular TikTok star from Vietnam saying, great dad, just slow down. It was commissioned by Brittany Bell, the first woman to have a kid with Nick after Mariah Carey.
Oh, okay.
Meanwhile, Nick celebrated the fact that he is a dad seven times over, with more on the way this year, almost all of whom were from different baby mamas.
Can you believe that? I don't see. This is the thing. How do they put up with each other? I mean, is this?
Well, they don't live.
I hate to say this.
They don't live together.
I know they don't. It's not like he's got a harem. It's not like he's Mormon. No. Did I say that out loud? I mean, the deal is that I think he pays these women.
You know, just pays them.
I think he like takes care of them or something. He's like, it's okay. Have my child.
Well, I think that's part of it, yeah.
There's some child support. But why would he want this many kids?
I don't know. Because how can you, I just don't know how you can afford all that.
I know.
He makes money.
Go see Doc Snips. Go see Doc Snips.
Maybe he wants to. He's going to have, he's not ready. He's going to have more kids. I can guarantee it.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I don't know why.
Slow down. Just slow down.
Again, they probably have like bounce house parties in the park every so often.
Wow.
All right, so kids, I can see when he has like 25 kids. All right, kids 1 through 12.
I was going to say, he's not going to be able to remember
Saturday,
all their names.
And 13 through 25 will meet on Sunday. Same park, same bounce house.
With our apologies to Halle Berry. More Who Cares news tomorrow. Have a great day, Ann.
That's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.